Good morning, and what is up, America? Greetings, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality, to your health, and to your well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 27 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that, by the standards of modern medicine, can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that healing system a miracle, it really is no miracle at all, it is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we're here for you on The Bright Side. Our number is 855-660-4261. We welcome your phone calls, 855-660-4261. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your prescription meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you. 855-660-4261 is our number. If you want to learn more about the Youngevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, you can head over to my website, brightsideben.com, and take a look at our shopping cart. We have all the Youngevity products up there. You can also click on the Join the Team link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com. And start yourself a longevity business. Enjoy all the benefits associated with having your own business, including writing off your home office, writing off your mileage, writing off your samples. You can help spread the word about the power and the importance of a good nutritional supplement program. You can make some money selling longevity products, and you can just get your products at the wholesale price if you decide just to do that. And that's by clicking on the Join the Team link and submitting a one-time $10 fee. You can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 855-660-4261. That's 866-735-2470. 866-735-2470. That's the phone number for the Bright Side Ben phone team. They're friendly and knowledgeable. They know all about the longevity products, and they can clue you in on all the benefits of signing up and joining the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time $10 fee. All right, we are talking about blood sugar issues and diabetes and insulin resistance, all as it has to do with the very, very important and underappreciated protein, albumin. Albumin, also known as egg white. Actually, egg white is not technically albumin. It's a type of albumin. Egg white is albumen, A-L-B-U-M-E-N. The protein that we're talking about, albumin, is the blood's most important protein. Albumin and albumen, whether we're talking egg white or blood proteins, come from the Greek word albus, albino, album. All these come from the same root word, means white. Albumin, it's like the Swiss Army knife protein in the body. It's got a chemical structure that allows it to perform many different functions. The most well-known function for albumin involves its water-trapping properties. It acts like a sponge that attracts water into the blood. It has an electrical ability to pull water. Technically, this property, this water-pulling property, is called osmosis, but you can think of it like a sponge. Dip a sponge in water, you watch the water get sucked up automatically. That's osmosis, and that's exactly how albumin works in the blood. Albumin's like a sponge. It's like a blood sponge. Sponges, the kind that you use for your dishes, are made up of long-chain sugars that trap water, and albumin's more like a magnet than a trap, but basically the water-pulling effect is the same. You can think of albumin like a blood sponge. Albumin in the blood is technically called a colloid. That just means it's a gel. And as it's floating around in the blood, it acts like an electrical water magnet that keeps blood fluid and liquidy and helps distribute nutrients, helps distribute, as the blood is moving around, it helps distribute oxygen to the various tissues. It helps eliminate toxins. Albumin can be thought of as a fluid expander for the blood. It helps the helps make the blood more liquidy, and this allows the blood to do its work more efficiently. Without albumin, blood becomes thicker and sludgier, and albumin is going to be more prone to clot. Albumin levels will drop significantly if you have a burn or you have some kind of hemorrhage or blood loss. And this loss of albumin can be really, really serious. It could be life-threatening. Doctors will actually inject a pharmaceutical version of albumin into the blood as a replacement if you have a severe burn or if you have some kind of severe blood loss. This water-trapping or water magnet, I should say, effect of albumin makes it a very important player in regulating blood pressure. Diabetics are especially at risk here because of their weak kidneys. When you have weak kidneys, you tend to lose albumin out of the blood, and this can have a negative effect on blood pressure. Loss of albumin in the urine can be a sign that your kidneys are starting to break down. We're going to talk about diabetes here in a second because there's another very important relationship between loss of albumin and dysglycemia, or loss of albumin effects and problems with blood sugar. Albumin also acts like a shuttle or a ferry for nutrients. Nutrients like vitamins, vitamin C and vitamin E get carried through the blood by riding on albumin. The very important anti-cancer antioxidant glutathione travels through the blood and gets distributed to various tissues in the body in a likewise fashion. It hitchhikes a ride. It piggybacks itself on albumin as albumin is floating through the blood. The same is true about steroid hormones like testosterone and estrogen. They all kind of hitch a ride on this albumin protein as it's circulating through the blood. And then when they approach the appropriate tissue or the appropriate cell, the hitchhiking glutathione or the hitchhiking testosterone or the hitchhiking vitamin C or vitamin E jump off the albumin and enter into the tissue or enter into the cell and where they do their thing. If you're not making enough albumin, or if you're losing albumin through the kidneys, you are going to have a hormone problem. And folks, you can take all the Androgel you want, you can take all the bioidentical hormones you want, but if you're not making enough albumin, or if you're losing albumin through the kidneys, you are going to be doing more harm than good. Your hormone replacement therapy estrogen, or your Androgel, is not going to be able to be distributed effectively through tissues and through cells, and it can accumulate and can cause problems. Women with low albumin levels who use pharmaceutical versions of estrogen may be at higher risk for heart disease and clots and atherosclerosis. And according to many researchers, HRT, or estrogen hormone replacement therapy, so-called bioidentical hormones, shouldn't be used at all in women who have low albumin levels. If you're on HRT or you're on Androgel and nobody's thought to check your albumin levels, that might be something that you want to consider. Low albumin levels are associated with lower male hormone activity in men, especially men over 60. Again, if your doctor is putting you on Androgel because you saw the commercials for low T, or he saw the commercials for low T, and your doctor puts you on some kind of testosterone replacement therapy or Androgel, but the problem isn't testosterone, it's low albumin levels, again, you could be doing more harm than good. Albumin deficiencies are associated with alcoholism, they're associated with liver disease, they're associated with celiac disease, they're associated with poor protein intake, with poor protein absorption, with diabetes, with kidney disease. All of these are signs, potential signs, that you may have an albumin deficiency issue. If your doctor is suggesting hormone replacement therapy or low T therapy, Androgel or something like that, you may want to have your albumin levels checked, especially if you have a history of digestive health issues, if you have a history of celiac disease, liver disease, fatty liver disease, or any kind of malabsorption issues. Vitamin E, vitamin C, these are both very important vitamins that bind to albumin in addition to hormones. And low levels of albumin can result in a functional deficiency in vitamin E and C. Even if you have enough vitamin E, even if you're supplementing with vitamin E, even if you're supplementing with vitamin C, you can end up with a functional deficiency. That is not a literal deficiency, but a deficiency in function of these vitamins. Even if you're supplementing, if you're dealing with hypoalbumin issues, low albumin issues. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Our number 855-660-4261. We're coming back at you right after this. Don't go away.
Mm-hmm. My name is Kate Whirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
On the bright side, I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for being here, folks. We are on the air 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a shopping cart up there with a all the longevity products you hear us advertise on the program. You'll also find a Join the Team link that you could click on for a one-time $10 fee. You can start yourself a longevity business and make some money selling longevity products and help spread the word about the power and the importance of a good nutritional supplement program. You can also call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. We do have a couple lines open for you. If you have questions about health or nutrition, prescription drugs, the longevity products, our number is 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Try to get on board early so we can get to all you guys. And I hate leaving people on hold, which we invariably do. 855-660-4261 is our number on the Bright Side. Okay, we're talking about albumin, very underappreciated protein. Most of the largest percentage of blood proteins of blood protein is composed of albumin. Albumin is a blood expander. It attracts water. It keeps fluid in the blood. It keeps the blood moving, circulating appropriately. It keeps the blood nice and fluidy so that it can do its work. The blood can do its work of distributing nutrients and oxygen and detoxification. Albumin is also a carrier. It's a ferry, a shuttle for various hormones, estrogen, testosterone. It's a shuttle for the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione, and it's a shuttle for vitamins as well. Drug companies love this ferrying property, and they're now working, as we speak, on using albumin as the latest high-tech drug technology because albumin is found in a high concentration tumors. Chemotherapy drugs in particular utilize albumin, at least the newer chemotherapy drugs utilize albumin as a delivery system. And drug companies are currently researching albumin as a coating for various drugs that can actually help albumin get delivered to various tumors that contain albumin. So albumin's got a lot of roles to play, and this multifunctionality makes it super, super, super important, and it makes albumin deficiency a major marker for mortality and for disease. Albumin issues can follow liver diseases because albumin is made in the liver. If you have problems absorbing protein out of the intestine, if you have any kind of damage to the intestine from celiac disease or Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, malabsorption of protein can lead to albumin deficiency. If you have a pancreatic issue, you can end up with problems making albumin. Just not eating enough protein. If you're one of those folks that believes, oh, I don't need to have a lot of protein, I don't need protein, just not eating protein can cause albumin deficiencies. Protein, folks, is the major, major, major player in the body. Everything else is ancillary. Fats and vitamins and carbohydrates and all of the essential fatty acids, all of these are secondary to protein. Protein is the Brad Pitt. It's the George Clooney. It's the star. It's the leading man in the body. And everything else is supporting players. And where does that protein come from? Largely, it comes from food. And this is why dietary protein is so significant, why it's so important. It is the most important of the macronutrients. Hope you guys are getting the idea that protein is important, important stuff. Then there's the whole diabetic connection to albumin. Last program we talked about how dysglycemia, elevated blood sugar, can kind of affect albumin. Actually, we didn't get into that yet. We'll get into that here in a second. In chemistry, there's this fundamental reactivity between sugar and protein. Both sugar and protein contains large amounts of energy. Both sugar and protein are energy dense. Sugar is explosive energy. Nitrogen and protein is more stable. Protein contains a little element of nitrogen, and that is a high energy, but it's a more stable energy. But you put sugar and you put protein together, and boom! You get an explosion, at least in a microscopic sense, you get an explosion. If you ever put honey on top of ham, or if you ever cracked an egg on top of your dough when you're making a loaf of bread, you've experienced this microscopic chemical explosion that occurs between protein in your ham, or protein in your egg, and sugar in your honey or sugar in your dough, depending on what you're making. This reactivity between sugar and protein is called the Browning effect. In chemistry, we call it the Maillard reaction. And it doesn't just happen when you're baking a loaf of bread or when you're making honey-baked ham. It happens in your blood vessels, and it happens in your blood proteins if you have too much sugar floating around in your blood. This is one of the big problems that diabetics deal with. As the sugar levels start to rise in their blood, they become more prone to this Browning reaction, this Maillard reaction, between the sugar in their blood and the protein in their blood, between the sugar in the blood and the protein in the blood vessels, or the protein like albumin that's floating around in your blood. This is called glycation. This Browning reaction in chemistry is referred to in the body as glycation. Whenever you hear those three letters, gly, you want to think sugar, and glycation is the Browning effect that occurs between sugar that's floating around in the blood and various proteins in the body, including proteins that line the blood vessels and proteins that float around in the blood. It's the same Browning effect that makes your crusts nice and golden when you're baking bread, or gives your honey-baked ham a nice crisp glaze, except now it's happening in your tiny little capillaries and valves and blood proteins and blood vessels. Scientists call these little blobs of hardened sugar, that are reacting with various proteins in the body, advanced glycated end products. Scientists are so funny sometimes. AGE stands for age. And these advanced glycated end products, these little clumps of sugar combined with proteins in the blood or proteins in the blood vessels or proteins anywhere in the body, are a major, major cause of aging. Albumin is a blood protein. It's the most important of the blood proteins. And albumin, like all proteins, is at high risk for browning from blood sugar, especially if your blood sugar is constantly elevating. If your albumin is browning, if your albumin is candying, if it's glycating, it isn't going to be able to function as a sponge. It isn't going to be able to carry nutrients. It isn't going to be able to carry hormones. And all of these kinds of issues, hormone issues, nutrient delivery issues, albumin not acting as an effective sponge in the blood, all of these are likely to happen if you're dealing with dysglycemia or diabetes. In fact, glycated albumin can be a marker for diabetes. Even though glycated hemoglobin, the so-called hemoglobin A1C test, is still the most popular marker for diabetes, glycated albumin is being appreciated more and more as a better way of assessing dysglycemia, assessing blood sugar problems, bad blood sugar, than the hemoglobin A1C test. Bad blood sugar, dysglycemia, bad blood sugar, is actually a two-part process, as we talked about on our last program. Bad blood sugar results from a combination of A, too much sugar, and B, poor insulin response. Insulin is like the fire department, and sugar represents the fire. Diabetes is a lot of fire and not a lot of firemen. Actually, in type 2 diabetes, which is what we're talking about, there's plenty of firemen, but no one's listening. Cells stop listening to the firemen. Sugar storing cells have tuned out insulin in type 2 diabetes. It's called insulin resistance. They've been bombarded with insulin for so long, they just stop listening. Sugar then will stay in the blood where it can react with albumin and hemoglobin and various cells. And we're off to the degenerative disease races. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're coming back with more good health information right after this on The Bright Side. Don't go away.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Which do you love best? Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily quickly in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We're talking about albumin, the blood protein, the protein that makes up 60-80% of the protein in the blood. It acts as a sponge, helps fluidize the blood. It acts as a carrier, helps deliver nutrients. Drug companies are using albumin as a ferrying agent to deliver nutrients, especially chemotherapy nutrients, to tumors. And it turns out that albumin has also got some wonderful protective properties, too. We'll talk about that on our next Bright Side episode, and we'll continue talking about this whole issue with diabetes and elevated blood sugar and glycation of albumin, browning of albumin, as well as insulin resistance and the effects of insulin resistance on blood sugar control as we continue talking about protein and bone building and the blood protein, the very important blood protein, albumin. Our number today is 855-660-4261. If you guys are interested in learning more about the longevity products, you can head over to my website, brightsideben.com, or you can check out my blog, pharmacistben.com. We update it regularly with news stories and posts, pharmacistben.com. Okay, 855-660-4261, time to hit our phones. Diane in Nebraska, where you been? Long time no talk to, Diane. How you doing?
Well, I've been busy, Ben, but I've been listening, sometimes on the archives, but still
good
listening.
Good deal. Yeah. How can we help you today?
Can anything be done if you have loss of sight from glaucoma?
Oh, yeah. Heck, yeah. Glaucoma is a degenerative disease. All degenerative diseases are capable of being reversed. I mean, degeneration is the opposite of regeneration, and the regenerative process, the healing process, is something that's built into the body. The body heals itself. This is the main premise of the Bright Side, is that degeneration can turn into regeneration as soon as you take out whatever is blocking that built-in regenerative process. Glaucoma is actually a series of disorders that are characterized by a swelling or an increase in pressure inside the eye machinery, the optic nerve and the eyeballs. And usually fluid is drained out of the eye area by valves. When those valves become damaged, fluid doesn't get drained. So the main cause of glaucoma is damage to valves. Simply put, it's inflammatory damage associated with those valves. And, you know, we talk about inflammation all the time, and I know I've said this before, but it's worth saying again, inflammation, when I talk about inflammation and degeneration, I'm not talking about the kind of inflammation that occurs when you have a swollen ankle. I'm talking about microscopic inflammation that occurs at the tiny, tiny, tiny invisible levels of a cell. These little valves, these little tiny openings in the eye area that drain fluid, they can get inflamed. The cells around those that compose those valves can get inflamed. When those cells get inflamed, the valves don't work. It's as simple as that. Glaucoma is an inflammatory issue. All degenerative diseases are micro-inflammatory issues, and there's only two reasons why micro-inflammation occurs. Number one, the wrong stuff is getting in the body, and number two, the right stuff is not getting into the body. So for glaucoma, first of all, you want to consider what the heck is getting into the body that's causing this micro-inflammation. A, digestive issues. Correct all food allergies, food intolerances, and leakages in the gut, so-called leaky gut syndrome. Keep the stuff, toxins and bad food particles from getting into the blood. That's the first thing you want to do with all degenerative diseases, glaucoma included. Number one, first and foremost, correct digestive issues by patching up the gut and by eliminating problem foods. Eliminating problem foods means using the elimination diet, keeping track of your bowel movements and constipation and diarrhea and gas and heartburn, all the digestive symptoms, and then eliminating foods associated with that. And secondly, patching up the gut, healing the gut. I know it sounds like a stretch, and your doctor probably isn't going to tell you about healing the gut when it comes to your eyes, to eyeball health, but you can't get around it, folks. If you got glaucoma, something's getting into your body inappropriately, and it isn't coming in through magic. It's coming in probably through something you're putting in the system through the mouth. So working on the digestive system, patching up the gut using the Z-Radical, using digestive enzymes, using the Biolumin Nightly Essence product, apple cider vinegar, even the glucogel caps can have a nice soothing effect on the gut, aloe juice, noni juice, any of the polysaccharides, long-chain sugars that we've talked about in this program so much can have a nice healing, soothing effect on the gut. Bone soup as well can have a nice healing, soothing effect on the gut. The amino acid glutamine, same deal, soothing effect on the gut. And then there's whole blood sugar issues. Glaucoma and diabetes go hand in hand because those valves that we talked about that are damaged by microinflammation are also damaged by sugar via this browning effect that we've been talking about today, and we'll probably continue talking about tomorrow as well. This whole sugar, the Maillard reaction, the effect that sugar has with proteins can happen in the valves that drain fluid out of the eye. So glaucoma and diabetes, glaucoma and dysglycemia go hand in hand. Controlling blood sugar is the second important thing that you want to do for glaucoma, and that means staying away from the refined carbohydrates, the fast-burning sugars, and moving into more protein and more essential fatty acids. And then third of all, there's wonderful nutritional supplements that you can take to protect all the cells of your body, specifically cells that line those valves. Blood sugar nutrients like the Sweeties from Youngevity, magnesium can be very, very helpful. Vitamin E may be one of the most important anti-glycating and anti-inflammatory nutrients you can take, and vitamin E is also especially relevant for eye health. I'd be using 400 international units of vitamin E a day. Selenium is absolutely incredibly anti-inflammatory, and I'd be using Anywhere from 400 to 600 micrograms of the OPC selenium a day for glaucoma. Zinc is anti-inflammatory and anti-glycating. It's also important for the eyes. 50 milligrams of zinc picolinate a day. And don't forget about vitamin C, which may be the most important of all the anti-inflammatory nutrients for microinflammation. I'd be using the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which will get you about 1,000 milligrams per two scoops. And then throwing in some extra vitamin C. You can get vitamin C powder and use about 4 or 5 grams of vitamin C powder a day. And then don't forget about the B vitamins, which are always going to be helpful for everything. And you want to get on the B complex, like something like a B100, or you can get the B complex from the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And then for general eye health, vitamin A is also important. 20,000 international units of vitamin A a day is a good place to be. So number one, use digestive support nutrients. Focus on the digestive system. Eliminate problem foods. Stabilize blood sugar. Use anti-blood sugaring or anti-sugaring nutrients like chromium and vanadium and magnesium. The amino acids arginine and taurine can also be helpful. And then don't forget about vitamin C, vitamin E, and the B complex, and also selenium as well. And that's what I'd be doing if I had glaucoma. Thanks so much for your call, Diane. Appreciate it. Let's see. Moving on to Melody in California. Welcome to the Bright Side. What's up, Melody?
Hi, Ben.
Greetings.
Glad to talk to you. It's such an honor. I wanted to first off say thank you so much for what you're doing on this program, because through your information, we were able to get rid of my daughter's eczema. So
I didn't do it. She did it herself. I just gave you the information. But thank you so much. I appreciate
you.
That.
So my question is this. My father is 79 years old. In 2010, he was diagnosed with a brain tumor. He elected not to have surgery, and rather he treated that naturally with essential oils and Kangen water. He drank antioxidant, high alkaline water. And basically the tumor is dead, but it's still picking up real estate in his brain. And because of that, he needs to take Valproate.
Okay,
and
that's a nasty one.
He tried getting off of everything because he didn't like how he was feeling, but then the seizures came back and it affects his speech, and he's in radio like you. So what
really
is for him? Yeah,
Hang tight. I got to take a break here. It was a benign tumor, correct?
Yes.
Okay, hang tight, okay, because we'll finish up. We'll answer your question when we come back from our break, okay? Hang on. And if you're on hold, hang on. We'll get to you, Bill and Pat. We'll get to both you guys when we finish up with Melody. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this. Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. We're talking to Melody in California. Hi, Melody.
Hi.
So what does your dad do? Tell me real quick, and then we'll get into it.
Well, he works in radio. He's overseas. He's in Paraguay, and he's also a full-time missionary. So he didn't want his surgery because of potential losing his speech, and that's what he does. So.
Okay, good. Now,
so he's
benign,
still working.
Well, good for him. Good for him. A benign brain tumor, like all tumors, is just cells that aren't growing properly. Cell growth is a very, very complicated process that we take for granted. How cells divide and how cells grow, how cells change, this whole process that's called differentiation, it's really complicated. And the miracle is that it happens routinely and we don't even think about it. However, when you have a tumor, what you're looking at is cells that are not growing, dividing, differentiating correctly. This only happens for one reason and primarily for one reason, and that is something is keeping those cells from getting fed correctly, nutriated correctly, oxygenated correctly, and detoxified. Inflammation follows starvation, suffocation, and toxification. All degenerative disease is inflammatory disease. That means all degenerative disease and brain tumors count are secondary to toxification, starvation, and suffocation. Toxification, starvation, suffocation. Toxification meaning toxicity, starvation meaning malnutrition at the cell level, and suffocation meaning a lack of oxygen again at the cell level. So the first thing you want to do, number one, first and foremost, is we got to figure out what is causing that inflammation. Now, Melody, your dad did not just wake up one morning and all of a sudden he was perfectly healthy and then he had a brain tumor. He must have had something percolating along for a long time and he just didn't notice it. It was under the radar, and I would bet dollars to donuts it involved something in the digestive system. Now, I don't know. Okay, I'm not psychic, Ben. I know I say that all the time, but I want to reinforce that this isn't magic. This is not some kind of psychic wizardry when I tell you this. It's just how the body works. So what you got to do is we got to eliminate the cause of that inflammation. That means, A, patching up the gut and eliminating problem foods. Now, once your dad is into tumor issues, malignant or benign, and he's into seizure disorders, it becomes extremely important, extremely, extremely important that he focuses on digestive health. In fact, I would be using fasting as a main source of seizure control, and also the ketogenic diet. The ketogenic diet is a modified paleo diet, if you will. It's a high protein. They say moderate protein, but anywhere from moderate to high protein and a moderate to high fat and a low carbohydrate diet. And then with that, you want to have your dad eating as little calories as possible and even going into fasting as much as possible. That's the best non-prescription, non-medical, non-doctor strategy for eliminating seizures. The drug they're giving him, by the way, valproic acid, is a particularly heinous drug. All drugs are nasty, but the anticonvulsant drugs like valproic acid, valproate, are particularly nasty. I'd be using the ketogenic diet. That is more protein, less refined carbohydrates, less carbohydrates of all kinds, really, except for vegetable carbohydrates, and certain, and also more essential fatty acids, and coconut oil also can be helpful for folks dealing with seizure disorders. Then you want to start using electrical nutrients. The B vitamins are the most important electrical nutrients. I'd be using high doses of the B vitamins and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Magnesium and electrolytes are also electrical. Calcium, magnesium, potassium, these are very important electrolytic nutrients. Use the Beyond Tangy Tangerine as well as vegetable juices. In fact, he should be using vegetable juices and vegetable soups a lot. Those should be his main sources of calories. And then, of course, all the digestive issues, working on digestive health is also important, as we talked about with Diane. Patching up the gut using glucosamine, using bone soup, aloe, noni, zinc, essential fatty acids, probiotics, digestive enzymes after all his meals, and then lecithin, bile salts, pancreatin, apple cider vinegar after all his meals. All of those can have a nice soothing effect on the digestive tract and help eliminate toxicity from getting into the body through holes, through a leaks that occur in the gut, so-called leaky gut syndrome. So got a lot of strategies there. Number one, you want to make sure that he's using the ketogenic diet, reducing his calories and using fasting. Number two, patching up the gut. Number three, using electrical nutrients like the electrolytes and the B vitamins. And don't forget about vitamin C, the primal panacea, which is good for everything. I'd be getting your dad on the Healthy Star Pack as soon as possible, as well as the Bilumen Nightly Essence and the Ultimate Enzymes. And then he may want to throw in some extra B complex and some extra vitamin C as well. And don't forget about the essential fatty acids. Omega-3 fatty acids can have a nice calming effect on the brain. Thanks so much for your kind words. I hope you helped you out, Melody. Anything else you want to add?
Just a quick question. So you think that he could get off the valproate if he followed all of
it? I don't know the particulars, but theoretically, absolutely. Theoretically, absolutely. I don't know his particulars. I can't say for sure for him, but theoretically, yes, indeed. Absolutely, it's possible to do that.
Would you recommend doing it, just weaning it off?
You want to do that with somebody keeping an eye on him, because you want to make sure that he's being controlled while you're weaning him off. So you want to have somebody watching him, because if he tries to get off the drugs but he's not controlling for, say, food allergens that are getting into the system or refined carbohydrates that are sparking off seizures, then he could be in trouble. So you want to have somebody monitoring him. But yes, theoretically, I would be weaning myself off the valproic acid as long as somebody was watching him and he was taking into account all these nutritional supplements and strategies that we just outlined for you.
Okay, one other quick question. He mentioned to me that he's feeling rather lethargic. He's always been a type A, very energetic.
Well, yeah, valproic acid is a major downer. Major downer. This is the stupidity of the medical model. And I get mad sometimes, and I try not to get mad, but really, it is just so moronic and stupid. How dare doctors kill people so they don't have seizures? That's what valproic acid does. That's what these kind of drugs do. Barbiturates. They give you barbiturates. They give you downers. They shut down your body's nervous system, which is the brain, so you don't have seizures. Instead of figuring out what the heck is getting in to the system that's triggering the seizures, they shut down the brain. Hello, who the heck thinks that's intelligent? Ask your doctor, is that intelligent to shut down the brain so we don't get a seizure? And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get upset there. But just,
I'm with you, amen.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks so much.
Have a good day, ma'am. Bye-bye. Man, that pisses me off so much. All right, Pat in Indiana, welcome to the Bright Side. What's up? Pat in Indiana, going once.
Hello.
Hey, Pat, what's going on?
Well, my husband, he has to go to the bathroom so often that he can't hardly go, but his bladder hurts him a lot.
He's thinking
it's his bowels, so he's taking laxative, and he took this sea salt water stuff that he didn't know if that affected his bladder and kidneys.
Well, wait a minute. He goes to the bathroom, he urinates, or he has to, or bowel movements?
Well, he can't urinate, only just a small amount.
All right. Sounds like he's dealing with some prostate issues. Is he getting out? Is he getting up in the middle of the night?
Oh, yeah. A lot.
How old's your husband?
He's 78.
Okay, yeah. Almost guaranteed he's dealing with a prostate issue. A couple things you want to do. And this is for anybody who's dealing with a prostate issue. Number one, I don't want to say number one because there's a lot of things that are number one. But one of the things he could do is get on beta-cytosterol. It's my favorite. If there is a remedy, and I hate remedies for nutritional remedies because you got to take care of the whole body, but if there was a remedy for prostate issues, it would be beta-cytosterol, 300 milligrams a day. The mineral zinc can be helpful, 50 milligrams a day of zinc. Vitamin E can also be helpful, and OPC selenium can also be helpful. Those are directly for treating the prostate. Omega-3 fatty acids can have a beneficial effect on the prostate, too. But the main issue with the prostate is inflammation, the same as it is with everything that breaks down in the body, focusing on things that are getting into the body that are sparking off the inflammatory process. Foods and blood sugar are your two main culprits. In addition to those supplements that I just told you about, make sure he's focusing on digestive health issues, staying away from pro-inflammatory foods. That means your refined carbohydrates and your processed foods in general, including trans fats. Use essential fatty acids to wean himself, have him use the EFAs to wean him off of the bad fats. Eating less food in general and making sure he's focusing on whole unrefined foods can be helpful. There's also a product from Longevity called the ProstFX, which can be beneficial. So you're going to focus, number one, on nutrients for the prostate. Number two, on anything that's sparking inflammation, which means digestive assault, as well as blood sugar issues. If he's, and he probably, as most of us get dysglycemic as we get older, and if he's 78, he more than likely does have some blood sugar issues. Staying away from the refined sugars and the trans fatty acids, and you can also use the You don't want to use these. You want to make sure he's on the essential nutrients, the Mighty 90. That includes all the nutrients that you'll find in the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity. And thanks so much for your call, Pat. Appreciate it. See, oh, Bill. Hey, Bill. I think I might have done this to Bill again. Bill, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Bill, you hung up on me and you got put on the back. So
I was on my cell phone. I must have dropped you.
I'm sorry, Bill. The phone lines fill up so quickly. And I try to get to as many calls as possible. If you call me first thing in the morning, I will. I'll make sure I get you first up. Okay, buddy. Thank you for your call. Appreciate it. All right, that's all the time we have for today. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Tomorrow we'll continue talking about albumin and dysglycemia, problems associated with blood sugar and albumin. And that's it. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful day. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Amazon.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.